Yeah, look, I was very lucky to know Pat. It was very unfortunate what happened to him, but he'd been very good to me. He got me the job in Mr. Wells, and look, I was a big supporter of his when he was riding, so look, it's devastating what happened for his young family, and look, we send our condolences to them.
What made Pat Smullen so special?
Well, look, he was a gentleman out of the saddle, and when he was racing, he was just unique. He was one of a kind and just very good.
And I suppose the way he took on the sport and the way he looked at life, what sort of encouragement could you take from the things he did during his time? And obviously you had a very strong relationship with him and you knew him quite well. What could you carry forward into your young career now and into the future, Oisín, and off the back of what he's taught you?
Look, well, I think you just have to enjoy life out through the racing. It's not the be all and end all at the end of the day. It's horse racing, but I think just to enjoy life, really. I think that's the main thing I'll take away from it.
Yeah, it's a sad time for horse racing, but I would say you certainly enjoyed your time in the saddle last Sunday at St. Ledger, the biggest one of your career. It was a special day for you, Oisín.
Yeah, a very special day. There was a bit of pressure going in because the filly had won it last year, but she'd been in good form before and been galloping well. I know her runs this year, her first two runs, things just didn't go right, but her last run before the Ledger, look, she ran a good race to Magica, who went on to win the Champion Stakes. So looking back on it, it wasn't a bad run, and look, there was a bit of pressure going into the day, but luckily enough, she went and done the business.
You've stepped up, of course, from apprentice in recent years. Did you think there would be such a short period of time before you got the opportunity to take such a big race in one of the big five classics here in Ireland?
Yeah, for sure. I was never expecting to keep the partnership with the filly. But look, I was very grateful when I did get the chance to ride her this year. And I'm very grateful for the owners and Mr. Wells.
You had to be patient in the race on Sunday as well, didn't you, Oisín? You were sitting about fifth or sixth coming around the last bend, and you really pushed hard towards the end. And the plan was right for Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Last year, she just was a bit keen, and she was a bit strong and got to the front of, I think, a mile out. But she's tough and genuine, and she galloped right to the line. But this year, everything went to plan. I was able to just sit fifth or sixth in behind them. And when I got the gap, she quickened up and she won it nicely.
What was the feeling afterwards? Has it actually settled in yet that you won the Ledger?
No, not really. It's unbelievable. I never thought it would happen, but for it to happen so early on in my career anyway, it's brilliant.
Yeah, we talked about Pat Smullen earlier on and how he put you in the right direction and getting involved with Dermot Weld. You're now the top jockey for Dermot Weld, so you are, and the two of you have a great, great working relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Mr. Weld's been very good to me. I've got lots of opportunities to sit on some very nice horses, so it's all going well at the minute, and hopefully we can keep going.
Yeah, you've been on quite a few of his horses this year. You've 26 wins under the belt, Oisín. Have there's apart from the Ledger standout horses for you this year?
Well, I've said I won on a filly called Tornawa, who went on to win a Group One in France at the weekend. I think she could be very good. And the horse that I rode the other day, I was probably a bit unlucky in Tipperary. He finished second, but I think he's going to be a nice horse going forward. Horse called Baseman.
Okay, just maybe going back to earlier in the year, how did you manage the whole lockdown situation, Oisín?
Well, look, we're still busy enough right now, but apart from that, there wasn't much else to do. I just kept busy. There's a road around my house, and I was doing plenty of running.
Well, there's what, 8 weeks left, is there, in the season? Obviously, you'll be hoping to build on your 26 wins. What would the target be now before the end of the year for you, Oisín?
The target's really just to keep riding winners. I don't have a set number that I want to get there, but I'll just keep busy and hopefully keep bringing in the winners.
And once the racing's done in Ireland, is there any plans at the moment for other opportunities for you?
Well, look, hopefully something will come between now and then, but I don't think I'll get back to Australia this year due to the COVID. But look, we'll be looking in to get away somewhere for the winter anyway.
You've now got one of the classics under your belt. You've got your first Group 1. The result last weekend's the biggest in your career. It's one of the biggest as well in for a Donegal jockey. Martin Harley picked up a Group 1 winner a number of years ago. Is it a case of once you've got the taste for one, you would like a few more, would you, in the coming years, Oisin?
Yeah, definitely. Look, you always want to keep trying, keep building and keep improving. But look, we'll be definitely looking to keep going up to that level and keep improving, and hopefully we can.
And on the Donegal jockey note, we've got Luke McAteer had a double at the weekend. Your own brother Connor, of course, has had ones this year. Dylan Brown McMonigal's going well. Martin Harley's in a good stable too. The presence of Donegal jockeys is very impressive at the minute, Oisin, right across the board.
Yeah, definitely. Most of the lads down here are doing very well. They seem to be riding lots of winners, and they're doing the same, just keep trying to improve. But they're definitely doing that. I've seen Martin Harley is doing very well across the water, so look, hopefully we can keep it going, but it's going very well at the minute.
Okay, it certainly is. Listen, Oisin, many thanks for talking to us. I know it's a difficult week for horse racing and the passing of Pat Smullen, but congratulations once again on your Ledger one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks very much. Thank you.